This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Assam on a 3-day tour during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Barfukan Police Academy and lay foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy this morning at Dergaon in Golaghat district. After that, the minister will depart for Mizoram to attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon and will return to Guwahati on the same day. The Home Minister on Sunday will address the 57th annual conference of All Bodo Students Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar district and later in the day will review the implementation of new criminal laws in the northeastern states in Guwahati with the chief ministers of the 8 northeastern states. The 89 meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti yesterday evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railway and 1 in metro. Maharashtra has secured the second position in the country under the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Yojana. This was informed by the State Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis on social media. Maharashtra achieved this position with 1,92,936 solar power projects installed under the scheme. The scheme, launched on 13 February last year, has seen a total of 10,09,000 solar power projects installed across the country by 10th March this year. In a move to boost India's mining sector, the Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the government of Goa, has launched India's first ever auction of exploration licenses. Union Minister for Coal and Mines, Sri Kishan Reddy, and Goa's Chief Minister, Dr. Pramod Sawant, unveiled the initiative at a landmark event in Goa. The auction will focus on 13 exploration license blocks, covering critical minerals such as the rare earth elements, zinc, copper and diamond. This transparent online bidding process aims to accelerate the systematic exploration and reduce India's dependence on mineral imports. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that New Delhi was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that the Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and 3 others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers yesterday. Police said the improvised explosive device, IED, was planted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured are being moved to a district hospital. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that Canada will never become a part of the United States. Former central banker Mark Carney was sworn in as Canada's new prime minister yesterday. Addressing his first press conference after his cabinet was sworn by, Mr. Carney said that Canada is fundamentally a different country. He said that the Canada expects respect from America and U.S. President Donald Trump. While ruling out any near future plan of visiting the U.S., Mr. Carney said that he is looking forward to speaking with President Trump. Speaking on the fentanyl issue raised by Mr. Trump, PM Carney said that the scourge of fentanyl affects Canada as well. President of the United States Donald Trump yesterday said that there's a very good chance the war between Russia and Ukraine can end. President Trump's statement came a day after Washington had detailed discussions with the Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday. The U.S. president has also urged Russia to not kill Ukrainian soldiers who have been completely surrounded. The U.S. president termed the war as bloody horrible and added that it could end soon. In badminton, India's campaign at the All England Open tournament came to an end as Lakshya Sen and the women's doubles pairs of Tresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand bowed out in the quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. Lakshya Sen, 15th in the men's singles badminton rankings, lost against reigning Asian Games champion and world number 6, Shi Feng Li of the People's Republic of China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.